Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Lauren Sarabia. Lauren is the owner of Comfort of Home Catering and a locally delicious heirloom tomato, which is dedicated to encouraging people to eat more locally produced food. So Lauren, as a child, how were you inspired to cook?
My mom's a really great cook. My grandmother's too, but my mom, I was helping her all the time in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And did she really included you in the whole process of all the steps?
She did. I'm the oldest of four, and she was kind of a young mom, so I think she needed
the
extra help. She
depended on you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just grew up cooking with her, preparing. And truthfully, I did the same thing with my own kids. You know, they had little mini knives, you know, at 3 years old at their little table cooking right next to me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Are there any things that you prepared that kind of stick in your memories of kind of being just really pushing your limits and really being fun to make?
You know, it's interesting. My mom, she was kind of more of a basic cook. You know, she had a repertoire of, you know, 30, 40 things that she did over and over again, and they were always fantastic. So I don't think I pushed myself then, but as an adult, I love to be more creative in the kitchen than I ever was earlier.
So what was your path on your way to becoming a caterer, I mean, in the food world?
Well, it's kind of funny. Before I was a caterer, I was a doula, a postpartum doula, and helped families out when they came home with a new baby. And I did that for about 5 years and kind of wanted to move away a little bit from that. It's a pretty intense time. So I thought, what's the one thing that I could take away with me? And I thought, well, everybody loves the food that I make. They want to have good food. They're home with a new baby. They're too tired to do it. So I thought, I'm going to start cooking.
That's
kind of where it was born.
Yeah, because it's almost like a gift to you to be able to provide the good food and see somebody enjoy it.
Yeah, people appreciate it.
Earn a living doing something that you actually get rewarded for in other ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How long have you been catering?
About 15 years here in Humboldt County.
That's quite a long time. And your name of your business is Comfort of Home. And how did you come up with that name?
I love comfort foods, and I think part of my Jewish roots maybe has something to do with that. Foods that, you know, make us feel good. You know, if I want to cook for somebody else, I want something to bring to mind for them, you know, memory or just foods that they've eaten in the past that bring about good memories, I guess.
Yeah. Now, what are people looking for who are wanting an event catered? They come to you and they say, you know, I'm having this wedding. And then where does it go from there?
Yeah, boy, people want all kinds of things. I think that's part of what I love catering because every event I do is unique. Some people come with a menu. They know exactly what they want. You know, here's my uncle's stew. I want you to duplicate that. And a lot of times they come to me and they have no idea what they want to do. So we sit down and we just create a menu, kind of sometimes with a theme. I try and get an idea of who they are and what their favorite things are.
Uh-huh.
It's their day.
Yeah. And now I know that as an heirloom tomato with Locally Delicious, you were really involved in helping to promote people eating locally produced food. But there are some certain challenges to doing that in a catering business. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I guess the main challenge is to be able to get enough food. But to be really honest, here in Humboldt County, we, as far as produce goes, we have plenty of produce. We've got enough produce to feed everybody here. And I definitely source particular farmers that I know who does the best carrots and who does the best strawberries and what time of year is best for tomatoes, for example. So there are challenges in getting enough. Meats in particular are difficult to get enough of here. I had a request recently for pork roast for a party of 85 people, and it was really hard to find enough pork to do that. I think what we really need here is another slaughterhouse. In fact, I was just talking to one of the butchers over at Wildberries, and that's what he said is that would be amazing if we had that here. There'd be more resources for the stores and for individuals and for people like me that do mass cooking.
Yeah, that is one of the difficult things right now without somebody who's butchering hogs here in Humboldt County.
Yeah.
They're having to either send them down to Petaluma or
exactly.
Up north. You know, to I think it's Eugene.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a ways. And, you know, when you put an animal in a truck and you're hauling them that far, the quality of your food product isn't going to be quite as good as it would be if it were butchered here in Humboldt County.
That's very true.
Yeah.
We don't have any problem getting really good beef here. We've got
right.
A couple sources.
And lamb. Yeah.
And lamb, too.
Yeah. Now, how about like, you want a whole bunch of tomatoes. Does your person who grows those tomatoes bring them to you, or do you have to go out and kind of pick these things up from these various farmers? How do you work that out?
Well, I could do it either way, but generally a lot of my events are on the weekend. So I'll hit the farmer's market on a Thursday. I'll get there first thing in the morning to get the best pick. And I really like to support many farmers. So I'll buy some, let's say, for example, heirloom tomatoes are a big thing that we do in catering, August through October. So I'll, buy some from one farmer and some from another, try and mix it up for the varieties and to be there for everybody.
Now, I'm imagining you've got a big red wagon or something behind you. I'm like, how do you do this? Or do you just pull up behind the vendors?
No, you can't pull up next to them. So I try and park as close as I can, and I make many trips. Yeah. Or I'll fill up a huge case of something and say, can I leave this here? Will I go to my car? So it's not easy. It's fun, but it takes a lot more time and energy and effort than anybody ever realizes. In fact, I don't always realize. Sometimes I don't calculate it well enough, when I'm doing my bids.
Factor it in. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking that, one of the things about having a business where you're providing a service or something is the idea is to make it as easy as possible for your customers. And, that's why when you go into the grocery store, they have grocery carts. But when you go to the farmer's market and you're trying to do some real, real shopping, it can be a little bit more work.
Yeah. It's pretty cumbersome. I'll spend, like I said, Thursday seems to be my shopping day. I'll spend all day going from one place to another.
Now, do you design some of your recipes around the local produce? I'm thinking things that you could do with Swiss chard, which you can get here year-round.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a real seasonal cook. I mean, anybody who wants to be a local cook has to be interested and know what seasons, what things are available. I'm getting calls now for weddings in September, October, and I have to really be thinking about what's going to be available. And likewise, like you asked earlier, what some of the problems are, like February, there's not a lot available in February. Yeah. So I really have to know my calendar pretty well.
Right. Also, part of it is doing the education out there when you're working with people about if you want something that tastes really good, this is what's going to taste good at that time of year. And those people who come to you and they want asparagus in September, and you just have to say, it's coming from Chile.
And I try to discourage that. I don't
airplane.
Exactly. I will do special orders for people because there's, especially for a wedding, they really want something particular. Mm-hmm. So I'll do that. I try to encourage local. Sometimes it's prohibitive for people to do all organic. Yeah. So I try my best, definitely. Yeah. And I do try to educate people. In fact, even at the events I do, sometimes there'll be a little card next to something that will say, where I got it, which farms, or where it's from.
I really appreciate that because for me, the story behind the food is one of the most interesting things about the food.
Yeah, for me, I love doing that. And I love showcasing our local foods here. I was able to do farm-to-table dinner during the Local Foods Month, and that was great. Before we brought out the dish, we stood up to the whole crowd and we said, this dish came from this farm, or we used frozen berries we picked in the summer and we processed them. Just give you people a little bit of history about the farmers, because one thing I'll tell you is that right now I'm a member of Eddie Tanner's Deep Seated Farm, CSA, and it's the winter share right now. So in the wintertime, we go out in the field and we pick our own. We pay Eddie up front and he tells us how much you can get. Oh my gosh, farmers are incredible, the amount of work they do. I'm spending at least 2 hours there the day that I go pick up, out in the fields, pulling it out, and then I go and I wash everything, and then I pack it to my car, then I got to go home and take care of it.
Yeah, I've often thought people should, garden a little bit. You'd have a greater appreciation for farmers and knowing what it is that they do to bring things to the farmer's market.
It's so true. Yeah. I did a wedding a few years ago for 400 people, and the parents of the bride grew all the potatoes. Can you imagine? That's a lot of potatoes. So everybody loved that aspect of it. They did it for their daughter's wedding,
That's
great. But they learned a lot.
Yeah. If people want to get a hold of you for your catering business, how might they get a hold of you, Lauren?
Thanks for asking. I have a website, comfortofhomecatering.com, and I'm on Facebook, also under Comfort of Home Catering, and you can Yelp me.
Great. This is Jennifer Bell, and I have the pleasure of talking with Lauren Sarabia from Comfort of Home Catering. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
And the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.